This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got some bluegrass music for you today. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Dates from 1927 right up to about 2023. So I've got a whole range of music for you here. And that's a tune called Mystery Creek playing in the background. But we're going to get the Bluegrass Album Band to do an old Flat and Scruggs tune, Is It Too Late Now? And they sound like this.
Tell you that I love you, or is there still a chance for me somehow? Oh, they tell me now that you have found another. Darling, please don't say it's too late now. Somehow. Oh, won't you say you give me one more chance, dear? Darling, please don't say it's too late now. Is it too late now to tell you that I love you? Or is there still a chance for me somehow? Oh, they tell me now that you have found another. Darling, please don't say it's too late now. All I ask of you is one more chance, dear. Darling, please don't say it's too late now. Is it too late now to tell you that I love you? Or is there still a chance for me somehow? Oh, they tell me now that you have found another. Darling, please don't say it's too late now.
Oh, great rendition of that old song. Bluegrass Album Band really coordinated the music of the 1940s and the 1950s of Bill Monroe and Stanley Brothers of Flatt & Scruggs, and just put it into sort of a new setting, really, and just captured the magic of it. And I just love all their recordings. Well, every time I see on the news that there's bad forest fires in Northern California, I think of the great times I've had up there at the Grass Valley Festival, and it's a wonderful place to go to, great festival, and I'm always reminded of so many good times of bluegrass music. And there's a tune called Fire on the Mountain, not the old fiddle tune, but this one's written by Trish Gagnon of the John Reichman and the Jaybirds. And it says here, inspired by natural disasters, this song came to her after hearing a CBC radio report about family losses due to fire and their terrible fires that they're having there. So the John Reichman and the Jaybirds, Nick Hornbuckle on banjo playing two-finger style, Jim Nunnally on guitar, Greg Spatz on fiddle, Trisha Gagnon on bass and a lot of the lead vocals, John Reichman on mandolin, and John and Jim get to do a lot of the harmony singing. And here they are doing a song, Fire on the Mountain, which I'll dedicate to all the good folk up in North California, north of Sacramento, where all the forest fires are happening. Here's the tune called Fire on the Mountain.
Fire on the mountain, I hear my neighbors cry. Flames rushing toward us, smoke burns our eyes. Was it lightning or an act of man? It doesn't matter why. 'Cause it's fire on the mountain, we gotta run for our life. Lived here 30 years, watched our children grow. It's so hard now to leave, let our homestead go. We gather up our treasures of new and of old, but these memories we made here in our hearts we hold. Fire on the mountain, I hear my neighbors cry. Flames rushing toward us, smoke burns our eyes. Was it lightning or an act of man? It doesn't matter why. Toward us, smoke burns our eyes. Was it lightning or an act of man? It doesn't matter why. 'Cause it's fire on the mountain, we gotta run for our life.
conjures up that terrible picture of the flames eating the trees and the houses and the buildings and the farm buildings there, where our thoughts go out to all those people anywhere near those fires. I know New Zealand firefighters occasionally get to go over and help there, and I hope you're getting all the help that you need. Well, we had our rather relaxed Back Porch Bluegrass jam session just this last Sunday, and Tom, who's a regular fiddle player at the event every month, said, "Do we know Snowflake Reel?" And I said, "Nope." And I was a bit embarrassed. I didn't know the tune, and he said, "Oh, we'll play it another time." He said, "You give you time to swat up on Snowflake Reel." I can't even say it properly. And anyway, so I did a bit of research and I found a version of it by Boyd Deering. I've got a CD called Fiddle Tunes on Mandolin, Boyd Deering, and he's backed by Jim Wood playing guitars and a whole bunch of other things. And Boyd Deering is playing all these neat fiddle tunes on mandolin. He's playing it on a Gilchrist F5 mandolin 1984, which is very similar to Keith McMillan's mandolin. I think Keith's is 1982 Gilchrist. And but here's a tune, Snowflake Reel, mostly DNA, but it's got a B-flat chord in the second bit that surprises everyone. So for all those people who go to Back Porch Bluegrass, this is a tune you might hear next time if we can get it right. Snowflake Reel. Tune, and I think we ought to learn it. It's pretty straightforward, really. It's got that nice B-flat chord in the middle of those D's and A's in there. So that's for all the mandolin players and fiddle players out there, and the people from Back Porch Bluegrass. We just might play Snowflake Reel next time we get a go at it. Here's an album from 2023. Starlet and Big John, and the album's called Living in the South. We've had a few tracks off this one before, and it's got some great tracks on it. And I'd like to feature one called The Ties That Bind. Great song, actually. And whereabouts is it? It's on here somewhere. Ah, yeah, the second track. And it was written by Starlet Boswell and Big John Talley. The band is includes them playing guitars and basses, David Carroll on banjo, Jonathan Dillon on mandolin, and Ron Stewart, who produced the album, also does a bit of harmony singing on it. But they have a very sort of energetic and bold stage performance. I think I've never seen them live, but I'd love to. They sort of appeal to me in their music. Here's a tune called The Ties That Bind Starlet and Big John Talley.
Your mind, but I can't make you stay, and I can't change your ways. You're leaving today.
Starlet and Big John singing The Ties That Binds. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0 Independent Community Media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And it's here because I've lived in Hamilton most of my life, and I've been playing and listening to bluegrass music since the mid-1960s and loving the music and immersing myself in it, you might say. And I'm really a banjo player who plays a few other instruments quite badly, and I would love to be a vocalist, but I sing quite badly, but I still enjoy the music, and there's room for us all in this wonderful music, bluegrass music. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And if you are ever in Hamilton and need something to do with music, go and see the folks from Shearer's. They're all musicians too, and they'll help you out. Great big shop, lots of guitars and stringed instruments and accessories and all sorts of things, as well as helpful advice. So I'm delighted that Shearer's Music Works sponsors Back Porch Bluegrass. They've been part of the Hamilton music scene for longer than I've been playing, and I'm delighted to work with them on this program. The music that I play is all from my shelves. I've got a bit of a collection of CDs and LPs. Every now and then I get into the vinyl and come and we've still got a turntable in the studio and I can get to play that, which is really good fun. But most of it's on CDs because I've copied quite a few LPs onto CDs as well. I'd like to play one of my heroes of bluegrass music, the Stanley Brothers. I always liked their music, and in many ways I thought that they made the classic bluegrass sound. They heard Bill Monroe and they thought, boy, we can do that. And Ralph turned his claw hammer style and two-finger style banjo into three-finger style banjo. Carter Stanley was a natural guitarist and lead vocalist and band leader, and they recruited musicians who loved the new bluegrass sounds that they were hearing on the radio. And this, to me, is one of their favorite, one of my favorite combinations that the Stanley Brothers had. The CD is called The Complete Columbia Stanley Brothers, The Complete Columbia Stanley Brothers. And this was recorded in 1915, and I have to say it's one of my favourites. Carter Stanley does the lead vocals and guitar like no one else ever could. Ralph Stanley on tenor vocal and banjo. Pee-wee Lambert on mandolin and doing the high harmonies, and Ernie Newton playing bass, and Les Woody on fiddle. And this is a classic Stanley Brothers sound, and it's a tune called The Lonesome River, 1950.
I sit here alone on the banks of the river. The lonesome wind blows, the water rolls high. I hear a voice calling out there in the darkness. I sit here alone, too lonesome to cry. Banks of the river, stood there holding hands and making our vow that we'd never part and be happy forever. But a new love she's found, she's gone from me now. The water rolls. Thank you.
I still think Carter Stanley was one of my favourite bluegrass vocalists. He just managed to have the right feeling for the music, didn't he? Let's hear a mandolin tune now, and this is an interesting piece from a mandolin player called Herschel Sizemore. He's been involved in so many different groups, I'm not even going to read out the list, but he has done some wonderful work on mandolin, and he particularly likes playing in the key of B. And this CD of mandolin tunes is called B Natural. I'm not entirely sure that this a tune that we're playing is in the key of B. It's one called Sliding Back, and it's got a lovely little lead lick in it that sounds nice. Herschel Sizemore is playing mandolin, Terry Borkum is playing banjo, Jimmy Haley on rhythm guitar, Ron Stewart on fiddle, Mike Bubb on bass, and Alan Bybee does some harmony mandolin and lead guitar in some tracks. Great, great recording. 2009 it was. Herschel Sizemore died in 2022, not that long ago, but most mandolin players regard him very highly. Here he is playing a tune called Sliding Back, Herschel Sizemore. Back, Herschel Sizemore. Isn't that a nice little tune? It's a good one to learn. I think lovely clear playing by Terry Borkum as well. Loved it. I enjoyed Carter Stanley and Ralph Stanley so much that got to hear a tune from Ralph Stanley. This is his classic Pretty Polly, and I'm not much into murder ballads really, but this is a classic one. We had the Dillards doing it on an album years and years and years ago, and here's Ralph Stanley. I wouldn't mind betting that the Dillards also heard it from the same source of Ralph Stanley. It's Pretty Polly, and it goes like this.
Polly, pretty Polly, would you take me in kind? Polly, pretty Polly, would you take me in kind? Let me sit beside you and tell you my mind. Oh, my mind is to marry and never to part. My mind is to marry and never to part. The first time I saw you, it wounded my heart. Oh, Polly, pretty Polly, come and go along with me. Polly, pretty Polly, come and go along with me. Before we get married, some pleasure to see. Oh, he led her over mountains and valleys so deep. He led her over hills and valleys so deep. Polly mistrusted and then began to weep. Oh, Willie, little Willie, I'm afraid of your way. Well, little Willie, I'm afraid of your way. The way you've been rambling, you lead me astray. Oh, Polly, pretty Polly, your guess is about right. Polly, pretty Polly, your guess is about right. I dug on your grave the biggest part of last night. Oh, she knelt down before him, pleading for life. She knelt down before him, pleading for life. Let me be a single girl if I can't be your wife. Polly, pretty Polly, that never can be. Polly, pretty Polly, that never can be. Your past reputation's been trouble to me. Oh, he went down to the jailhouse, and what did he say? He went to the jailhouse, and what did he say? Of killing pretty Polly and trying to get away.
Well, that's a terrible story, isn't it? And we'll try not to have too many murder ballads, even though I know they're part of bluegrass music. I just don't, they don't grab me very much at all. But I really love to listen to Ralph Stanley sing and play banjo. He was 23 years old at the time of that recording. So that's a real young man with an old man's voice there. Well, let's play some old music. Every now and then I feature some old-time music on this show, which I hope you're going to enjoy. This is from a classic performer who many people say was one of the most entertaining people to ever play any form of country music. That's Uncle Dave Macon. And the tune that I'm going to play is the Backwater Blues. This is recorded in 1927, and it's a real old-time tune there. Where have I got it? He had Sam McGee playing guitar. And as always, Uncle Dave Macon made the most of his time in front of the recording machine. It was rumoured that he used to watch the machine, and if he still had a bit of space left, he added either another chorus or another verse that he made up on the spot, or just to use all the time available on it. But here he is playing the Backwater Blues. Listen closely, folks.
Well, good people, you all know water will put out fire, but when water backs up, it makes you put out. Right up the mountain, just like the old wreck of 97, going down grade 90 miles an hour. Now, we're going to give you a little imitation how that old train was going. Around here. Backwater's up and the people are running. I'm going to bound and I'm going to hunt and fire you well, oh, my little darling. Lord, Lord, ain't I gone? my love lonesome road, oh my love lonesome world. I love you and you can't help it. You love me, but you won't confess it. No, you don't, oh, my little darling. Lord, Lord, ain't I gone? Oh, my love, lonesome road. Oh, my love, lonesome world. Little children lying to bed, the water was rising over their head. The mothers uptown is never found. Lord, Lord, wasn't that sad? Oh, how bad. Oh, how sad. I heard a man talking to a fella. The water was rising in his cellar, rising the morning coming through the floor. Lord, Lord, open the door. Oh, my love, lonesome road. Oh, my love, lonesome world. Nashville is a favorite town. The backwater got us running around. Lord, have mercy, ain't I gone. Lord, Lord, fare you well. Oh, my love, lonesome road. Oh, my love, lonesome
world. It would have been a nightmare to play guitar for. Sam McGee did a wonderful job sort of backing him up there, but sort of put in little phrases here and there, and it would have been very entertaining. Good banjo player. He did some nice licks in there, and a bit of old-time music there for you, just to show you where our music has come from. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass on Free FM 89.0, independent community media from Hamilton, New Zealand. And this show is first aired on Tuesday night at 10 p.m. on Free FM, and after that it's available as a podcast from the website, and it's also aired on other access radio stations throughout New Zealand. Big hi to all the people in Radio Hawke's Bay and Wellington Access Radio, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM, Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio, just on the west coast of the North Island, just to the west of Hamilton, and lovely spot if you like surfing and like beaches and like a laid-back life. Raglan's a place to go for that sort of thing. Lots of music there. I'm delighted that they take Back Porch Bluegrass. Of course, this goes to the access radio stations in Canada as well, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George, British Columbia. And it goes Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. Big hi to all you folks listening in. And I know that lots of people tune in on podcasts from all different sources. Thank you very much for tuning in. This is very much bluegrass as I see it. And my view is possibly distorted from everybody else's view, but I come from Hamilton, New Zealand, so I'm allowed to have a different view on things. We're going to have some friends of mine playing some music now. Ian Simpson is a wonderful banjo player and musician, guitarist, good at everything really, from Australia, and he lives in Perth or Fremantle, I'm not sure which, right on the west coast of Australia. And he followed me into Slim Dusty's travelling country band. Ian is a much more versatile musician than I was, but he also played banjo on many of Slim's recordings, and was a core man in the Flying Emus, wonderful bluegrass band in Australia for many years, and has always played a role in their acoustic music scene. And here he is with Jane Germain, who has also played a big role in the Australian acoustic music scene. And they paired up for this album, No Fun Allowed. And they looks like they're having fun on the front. They're pictured on a red motor scooter, so that looked like fun. But here's Jane Germain doing Banjo Picking Girl, Going Round This World, Baby Bone. And Jane is doing the lead and harmony vocals and playing clawhammer banjo. Ian is doing some vocals as well and playing the guitar and the bass and the background music. Their tune, it's a traditional one, but they've invented some new words for it as well. So here's Jane Germain, Ian Simpson and the Banjo Picking Girl.
Working by the day, baby mine. Working by the day, baby mine. Working by the day, getting money to pay away. Working by the day, baby mine.
Going off to groom, baby mine.
Bother me.
A what?
Going to Tennessee, baby mine.
Going to Arkansas, baby mine. Going to Arkansas, baby mine. Going to Arkansas, you stay here with your mom and pop.
I will.
Going to Arkansas, baby
The two banjos sounded great. Love Ian Simpson's banjo playing, and Jane Germain did a great job on the lead vocals there, as Ian did too. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Every now and then I play some tracks from the band that I was in for a long, long time, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And back in New Zealand in the late 1960s and 70s, we turned full-time playing music as a career, and we did all sorts of music, and we borrowed, as did the early country music, the early bluegrass bands, they borrowed songs from country music. And I particularly like the songs of Merle Haggard, the early days of Merle Haggard. He wrote some great songs. And we did a recording called Mama Tried. This never came out on an LP. It only ever came out on a little 45 single. And I think it just disappeared into space. I'm not sure how many people even knew we recorded it. But it's it was a neat tune. We loved our approach and we were very enthusiastic about our music in those days. Here's Alan Rhodes singing the lead part, playing guitar, David Calder on mandolin, harmony, Miles Ray, I think he joined the bass by... joined the band by then, played bass. I was playing banjo, and we, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, and here's our version of Mama Tried.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a young boy's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child to a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Spite of all my Sunday learning, to the bad I kept on turning, till my Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. Steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to teach me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause Mama tried. Dear old Daddy risked his soul, left my Mara heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried so very hard, but I refused. Well, I tried to settle down in a peaceful little town. Life was good with Mary by my side. Now I sit here in my cell, cause the world around me fell. No one could steer me right, but Mary tried. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. Steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to teach me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause Mama tried. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to teach me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause Mama tried. That leaves only me to blame, cause Mama tried.
Well, that's a Hamilton County Bluegrass Band doing a country song there, and interesting blend there. We're getting a poppier sound in those days because we had a young producer called Peter Dawkins, and he was an excellent producer and produced all the rock bands for EMI, and we recorded that on EMI, and he had a different approach to the music, so that's why we sounded rather poppy on that one. Let's hear from Starlet and Big John again with a tune called My Brown Eyed Darling. Thank you. Starlet and Big John there, and doing a great song called My Brown Eyed Darling. Well, I always like to feature a gospel song on Back Porch Bluegrass, and this time we'll go to John Reichman and the Jaybirds. They've got a song called What Are They Doing in Heaven Today? It's a real old song from the gospel singer Washington Phillips, and as always, John Reichman and the Jaybirds do a serious rearrangement of the song, capturing the sort of spirit of the words and just putting it into their musical abilities. And here they are doing this gospel song, What Are They Doing in Heaven Today?
Doing there now. There's some who are poor and often despised, and look up to heaven through tear-blinded eyes. But the people were heedless and deaf to their cries. And what are they doing there now? What are they doing in heaven today, while sin and sorrow are all gone away? Peace abounds like a river, they say. And what are they doing there now? What are they doing there?
John Rochman and the Jaybirds with Trisha Gagnon doing the lead vocal. What are they doing in heaven today? We've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Thanks very much for tuning in. I hope you can tune in again next week. Well, I'll have another different show for you. Meanwhile, we'll take it out with one of my banjo heroes, Bill Emerson, playing the classic Earl Scruggs tune, Earl's Breakdown. It goes like this. See ya.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.